Hello and welcome to the Manager Mojo podcast. Steve Caldwell here. Let's start by recognizing someone who's doing something good.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
Guys, I know all of you are busy just like I am, and I'll bet that it is a real bummer whenever you have to go shopping. It's really tough sometimes to find the time to go do what you need to do. Well, my secret tip for saving a lot of my time is Amazon. I absolutely love Amazon. I can go on there quickly, buy exactly what I want, and have it delivered straight to my door. The world is a better place because of Amazon, and I always get exactly what I want when I want it. I highly recommend it. If you're not saving time using them, you ought to consider it. Check it out and get started as soon as you can. Today's topic is what I call push-pull leadership. Now, you might be wondering, what is push-pull leadership? Well, let's start with push. The push leader tells people what to do. They tell them what needs to be done, and they usually give little or no background information. In other words, they're pushing people to do what they want them to do. And this type of management style has been around forever, but I'll tell you today, it's just a dying breed. And the reason is because the consequences of this type of pushing people is that you're going to create conflict. And this is especially true with Generation Y or millennials, those individuals that are just now really coming into the workforce. They absolutely hate that type of leadership. They don't want to be pushed to do anything. And what happens is that it's always true whenever people try to push others into doing things. The consequence is that it's a demotivator. It's not necessarily just the millennial generation. Every generation hates being pushed to do the things that they don't want to do. All you have to do is do your research and look at the boomer generation, and they wanted to change the world, and they rebelled against any type of push leadership. They wanted to wear their hair long, did many things that said, okay, I'm rebelling against authority. The problem is everybody knows there's some authority in a business. The real challenge for you as a leader is to not be a push leader, because pushing, all it does is get you in trouble and will cause demotivated workers, and ultimately you don't meet your goal. And for me, there's no reason to do that. There are many other ways that you can lead people effectively. What are those other ways? Well, I think it should be the pull leader. Pull meaning P-U-L-L. Now, what does a pull leader do? Well, a pull leader explains what needs to be done and actually why it should be done. Now, that's a big, big point. A lot of leaders will say, well, I told them what to do. I showed them how to do it. I explained them how to do it. But they neglect this one key important point. And that is the reason behind why the task needs to be done. And when we do this, we're actually demeaning the other person. But if we explain their contribution and the reason why it fits into the overall goals of the team or the organization, we begin to create a relationship built upon trust and built upon real conversation. You see, the pull leader doesn't just explain, they show people. And they show them the real consequences of doing things well. And everybody, in my view, wants to do well. I don't believe people get up and go to work every day and they say, you know, I'm going to go to work and you know, I'm going to see if I can just suck all day long today. I'm going to see if I can do that. I want to see how much I can possibly just be a slacker today. Now, you may have one out of 10,000 people that do that, but I promise you the vast majority of people don't get up, they don't get ready, they don't waste their time all day long just saying, okay, I want to be a complete bum or an idiot or a jerk at work. They don't want to do that. So the pull leader is constantly showing the good results and showing why those good results are needed. The pull leader also does something that I've noted that other leaders just really neglect, and that is they share their own personal vision as well as the company vision. If you don't have a vision for yourself, I highly encourage you to get one. You need to know where you're going, because if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to ever know when you get there? You want to have a vision and you want to be able to share it with other people so that they can respect you and know you and like you and trust you. And this sharing your vision as well as the company vision actually encourages your team members to be creative. It allows them to feel like, yeah, I can share my vision too because the boss shared his. And you begin to develop this great cross relationship with one another where the conversation and dialogue goes back and forth. You see, the pull leader is in effect creating harmony, not conflict. Harmony works well in every organization. We all want to work where there's less conflict, less struggle, less arguing, less telling. We all want to work where our contribution is valued and encouraged. And if we can get the person to understand that creativity is another big part of this, hello, we have won, because people want to feel like their opinion matters. And that's true for every generation. It doesn't matter from boomer to millennial. Everybody wants to feel valued. So what I want to encourage you to do is to seriously look at your own leadership style. Make an evaluation. Determine, are you pushing people more? Or are you pulling people more? And be honest with yourself. This is one of those things that you really don't want to wait for a 360 review for somebody else to tell you which one you are. Those are not fun. And I have never, frankly, seen 360s that were constructive. The people that like you rarely tell why they like you. So when you do a 360, it's like, okay, or is anybody out here like me? Because the only thing they're going to report are the things that you do that irritate the crap out of them. And the more you irritate them, the more they're going to slam you. I remember talking to one senior leader once, and I asked him, we were talking about 360s, and he said, yeah, I've had a lot of 360s. They always tell me the same thing. And I said, okay, what do they tell you? Well, every time I do them, they tell me that I'm authoritative, I'm a jerk, I don't listen to other people, and I don't care what they say. And I said, well, how long has that been going on? Well, as far back as I can remember. And I couldn't help but sit there. I was just scratching my head, and I'm like, okay, so how much longer are you going to ignore that people are telling you you're too pushy? And the individual just basically looked at me and said, you know what, I really just don't care. I'm the one in charge, I've got the title, and I'm going to do what I want to do. I would certainly hope that by listening to the Manager Mojo show that you know that doesn't work. It will only cause you to get ejected, which is exactly what happened to this individual. He got fired from the company, but he never learned the lesson. Everywhere he went, he carried that same authoritative push style with him. And I just want to encourage you to be honest with yourself. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you you're too pushy. If you are being pushy, you know it. And start taking actions right now to learn how to value other people. Because when you do, you're going to find that not only will you have a more effective team, you'll be a more effective leader, and they will enjoy more working with you. I hope that's helped. Decide whether you're going to be a push-pull leader today. The Manager Mojo podcast is brought to you by the graduates of the Mojo Leadership System, a proven method of refining and accelerating your management and leadership skills. Go to mojoleadershipsystem.com to learn more. In order to receive a special $250 discount on this training, enter the word podcast in the shopping cart. That's mojoleadershipsystem.com and enter podcast as our thank you for listening to the Manager Mojo podcast.